This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This week makes it 1 year since Amazon bought Whole Foods. And to celebrate, the company is expanding the discount program that Amazon Prime customers can get at the grocery chain. 10% Whole Food discounts if you're Amazon Prime. Available as of today to almost half of the country, which goes to this. Amazon has a scale and a scope that even just a year on is changing the grocery business and forcing competitors to try to keep up. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that one.
Grocery chains have been busy the last 12 months, says Sucharita Kadali at Forrester Research.
Virtually every grocer is now basically investing more heavily in their digital strategy.
Kadali says Amazon buying Whole Foods accelerated competitors' plans to beef up their e-commerce, pickup, and delivery services. For example, Kroger's recently signed a deal with a British online grocer. The grocery business is about an $800 billion a year industry. Kadali says it's not clear Walmart, Safeway, or other players are losing market share to Whole Foods, but Amazon's success as a retailer and its decision to buy Whole Foods made grocers pay more attention to the changing way customers are shopping.
The idea of just bringing your list into a store, shopping, going through the check stand, and bringing those groceries home is no longer enough.
Mark Baum is with the Food Marketing Institute, the trade group that represents food retailers. Baum says many of the changes his members have made this year are intended to make shopping as convenient as possible, like chains investing heavily in what he calls grocerants.
I don't think it's probably in Webster's dictionary yet, but it's the sort of the hybridization of the grocery store and the restaurant.
Just one more way, Baum says, that grocery chains are trying to offer consumers what they want when they want it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.